Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to organizer Penny Somar with the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball Sweethearts Daddy Daughter Dance about the upcoming ball on February 3rd. Dad and daughter dance, something that I know is a great event that families, parents, little girls look forward to all year round. Coming up, like I said, February 3rd, I guess my first question for you, Penny, is why is it important to do these dances like this? Why was this created? What's the purpose, really, of the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball?
Well, it was created because I'm a co-chairman for the library fundraiser, and we were looking for ways to raise money. And this had kind of been something that I had heard about and was thinking it would be great to have in town. And so tried it 1 year, and it was very successful, and everybody had such a great time. And quite frankly, I think I had the best time just watching the interaction with the dads and their little girls. And so now I think it's kind of becoming a tradition. For the first year, where I'm having people asking me, when is it going to be, and all about it. So that's pretty exciting when we've kind of come full circle here.
How long has this been going on? And, you know, going into this year, what's something that if dads and daughters attend, what are some of the things they're going to take part in this year?
Okay. This will be our fourth year, and this year's kind of special. We have a special guest this year. Miss Iowa of 2017 is going to be with us. She's actually going to perform. She's going to sing, and she's going to tell us her story, and then she'll be available to have pictures taken with the girls. And she's a lovely, lovely young lady, a great role model for the girls, so I hope it'll be something special for them.
So now, where is this going down at, and how much is it going to cost for dads and daughters?
It's $25 a couple, and then $10 for any additional children. It's at Celebrate Church on February 3rd. I know there's been some confusion with the date, and originally it was going to be the 10th, but we have a lot of dads concerned that they weren't going to get moms out for Valentine's Day, so we bumped it to the 3rd. So February 3rd, from 6:30 to 9 is the time frame. Tickets are available at Iowa State Savings Bank or iHealth Solutions. They need to be purchased by January 27th. There will not be tickets sold at the door, so you want to get them ahead of time. It's because we have so many activities going on that we want to make sure that we have enough supplies for everybody. We do crafts, and everybody goes home with a craft or two. We play bingo and give prizes out for that. We have a dessert bar. We have treasured portraits there that will be taking pictures. And we have a raffle. So lots of things going on. A DJ also, so there's more dancing of little girls than there are dad and girls, but we work to try to promote that. So,
speaking of promotion, I know that, you know, you don't really have to promote it. I know people keep contacting you, are excited every year about the event and about the time, but I guess give your best sales pitch, I think, if you could, of why dads, daughters, who maybe never even taken part in this event, why they should come out, take a part of this event, and then have some fun on that Saturday.
Well, I think the most important thing is you're creating a very, very special memory with your daughter. A lot of the dads make it a big deal. Candies, flowers has a special for little corsages. So lots of them go out for dinner ahead of time. And it's just really a date night for daddy and daughter, and they remember it all year long.
Is there anything else Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners should know about the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball dance coming up? Or really, who do they contact too if they have any questions?
Well, they certainly can contact me. I'm available at Iowa State Savings Bank or the library if they have questions. But we hope that we have a good turnout, and I promise them a very, very special night. It's very heartwarming, and you'll just really feel good that you spent that time with your little girl.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Penny Somar for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.